Trouble according to Humphrey. Chapter 2. The problem with Paul. Humphreyville wasn't the only new thing in room 26 that Monday. Once everyone was seated after break, Mrs. Brisbane opened the door and in walked a small boy I'd never seen before. He stood very straight and held his chin high. "Welcome, Paul," the teacher said. All of my classmates turned to stare at the boy, who stared right back at them. I craned my neck to get a look at him. All I could tell was that Paul looked very, very, very serious. "Class, some of you might know Paul Fletcher from Miss Loomis's class. He's going to be coming into our class for maths every day from now on. He's a year behind us." That was Heidi Hopper, of course. Gail started to giggle but stopped herself. Although I'm pretty sure Paul noticed, his chin sagged for a second. "Heidi, please." Paul is an excellent maths student and Mr. Morrells asked if he could sit in our class. "I expect you to treat him like any other classmate and be as helpful as possible. Some of you probably already know Paul, don't you?" Mrs. Brisbane waited. Very slowly, Art raised his hand. "He lives across the street from me." Art kept doodling on a piece of paper. He was a great doodler. If I doodled as much as he did, I'd fill up my whole notebook in a day. Unlike Seth, who had a hard time sitting still, Art sat quietly, but his pencil was always moving. "Let's pull up a chair next to you. Here, Paul." Paul sat, though he and Art didn't look at each other. "Why don't we go around the room and introduce ourselves?" One by one, my classmates said their names. Gail giggled as she told hers. Richie mumbled, and Mrs. Brisbane had to say, "Repeat it, please, Richie." AJ said the same, but his extra loud, and Saya said, "I am Saya Nasari. Welcome, Paul." That was nice. When they were finished, I squeaked out, "And I'm Humphrey." Mrs. Brisbane laughed and said, "I think Humphrey wants to make sure you meet him too, and Og, our frog, of course." Og silently stared out of his glass house. Sometimes I wish he was a little friendlier. Mrs. Brisbane quickly launched into the maths class with a difficult problem for us to work out. Everyone went to work except me. I was too busy watching Paul writing like crazy. Mrs. Brisbane walked around the room to see how each student was working out the problem. "Good, Heidi. Make sure those numbers line up," she said. "That's perfect, Sarah," she told AJ and Tabitha to try again. When she saw Paul's answer, she smiled and said, "Excellent, Paul." When she saw Art's answer, she stopped smiling and said, "Needs work, Art. Try going back to that first step and start again." I watched the two boys as their teacher did more explaining. Art hadn't done well with his problem and he looked unhappy. Paul had done really, really, really well with his problem, but he looked unhappy too. At the end of all her explaining, Mrs. Brisbane told us that we'd have a test the next week and handed out a study sheet. "Eek!" I squeaked. Didn't mean to. I just realised that I hadn't been paying so much attention to Art and Paul that I hadn't listened to the teacher at all. You should always listen to your teacher. "Any questions?" she asked. Paul raised his hand and she called on him. "What is Humphreyville?" he asked. "It's our town we're creating for social studies." "Oh," said Paul. "Well, if there's no other questions, you may go, Paul." "We'll see you tomorrow," Mrs. Brisbane used her especially cheery voice. Paul didn't waste any time before grabbing his exercise book and hurrying out of room 26. I liked Paul, but I wasn't sure that he liked us back. By the next day, Humphreyville was beginning to take shape. My fellow students had already begun to build their homes. Oh, there were so many different kinds. AJ made a house out of blocks. He didn't care if somebody knocked it over again because he could build it up again. Garth made a log cabin. Seth's house was a spaceship. That's cool. Golden Miranda drew a picture of a purple castle. She deserves a castle. Heidi, true to her word, made a blue tent with pink and yellow polka dots. Sarah built a tall block of flats. She said, since Humphreyville would be such a popular place, we would need lots of places for people to live. Mandy's house was very tall and narrow. She explained that each floor was for a different member of her family. Unfortunately, it kept tipping over. The house that got by far the most attention was Art's. He used small plastic bricks and metal springs and sprockets and things I don't know the names of to build a house that had a big slide coming out of the attic, inner rooms that revolved like merry-go-rounds, and train tracks that went right through the middle. I believe Art's house will put Humphreyville on the map, Mrs. Brisbane said. I think that for this project he got the first A he's had all year. I definitely gave him an A. When Paul came into class for maths, he sat next to Art, although they ignored each other completely. It sounds strange, but Paul looked even smaller when he walked out of room 26 than when he walked in. On Wednesday evening, I scribbled in my notebook, working on the drawing of my house. It got dark early. Luckily, I could sketch by the light of the street lamp outside the window. Of course, the sound of the crickets, Og's special treats going chirp, chirp, sometimes made it hard to concentrate. Suddenly, I was blinded by bright lights. Surprise, surprise, Aldo has arrived. My eyes adjusted to the light, and there was our friendly caretaker, Aldo Amato, bowing from the waist. I quickly slipped my notebook behind my mirror. Greetings, Aldo, I squeaked. I knew it came out, squeak, squeak, squeak. But Aldo always seemed to understand me. Hello, Humphrey. Howdy-do, Og. Aldo pulled his cleaning trolley into the room, took out his broom and started sweeping. He stopped as soon as he had started. Ma'am, I'm here. What's all this? He asked, looking around the room. Humphreyville, I squeaked loudly. Boing, shouted Og. I could see how surprised Aldo was, and with good reason. Since the night before, the whole room had changed. Tables with all the students' homes lined the back of the room, and the rows between the tables had big signs on them with street names. My classmates had discussed what each street should be named. When Mrs. Brisbane suggested First Street, Second Street, and so forth, the students didn't like that idea. Then suggested naming the streets after presidents. But my friends weren't interested in that either. We want something that stands for us, Garth said. Names that are things we like. Now, the growing town of Humphreyville had Soccer Street and Basketball Avenue, Video Game Way and Break Lane, as well as Pizza Place and Taco Boulevard. Aldo's big black moustache bounced heartily as he laughed and looked around. Welcome to Humphreyville, a sign announced in big, bright letters. The table where Og and I live had some grassy material on it with a sign that read, Og the Frog Nature Reserve. I was glad they named something after Og, so he wouldn't be jealous. Jealousy feels bad, bad, bad. Aldo started sweeping again. I'm lucky I get to clean Mrs. Brisbane's room every night because I learned so much about being a teacher. He had just returned to college so that he could teach in school, which was an excellent idea. Humphreyville, he repeated with a chuckle, looks like the perfect place to live. Aldo went about his work in his usual quick and efficient way, then pulled a chair up near my cage and took out his lunch bag. He always took his supper break with Og and me and talked about his life. He talked about his wife, Maria, who worked at the bakery and had a beautiful smile. Lately, he talked a lot about college. Phew, Humphrey. I knew that studying wouldn't be easy, but it's getting harder all the time, he said. I'm lucky Maria is an understanding woman because I hardly have any free time. I haven't even been bowling for weeks. Although I wasn't completely sure what bowling was, I knew it was something Aldo enjoyed. He chewed his sandwich thoughtfully for a moment. Still, it'll be worth it. I can be a teacher and work with kids and maybe have a house like one of these, he said, waving towards the back tables, like the one with the train tracks going through it. He reached into his sandwich and pulled out a piece of lettuce. Here's to your health, Humphrey. He pushed the lettuce into my cage. I squeaked a heartfelt thanks. Sorry I don't have something for you, Og, my man, he told my neighbour. You're a lot pickier than Humphrey. Picky? The frog eats crickets, eek. Not nearly as appealing as the mealworms I enjoy. Aldo hurried out of the door with his squeaky trolley. Although I was sorry for my friend, that my friend didn't have time to go bowling, I was glad he could be a teacher like Mrs. Brisbane. I could hardly believe that when I first met Mrs. Brisbane, I didn't think she was a very nice person. In fact, I thought she was out to get me. Now she's one of my favourite humans. And I have a lot of favourite humans. During the next few days, my classmates worked hard at building up Humphreyville. Every day, Paul came in for the maths class, though he sat next to Art, his neighbour, never looked at him. Every day, Paul left the classroom in a big hurry. On Friday afternoon, it was time for Mrs. Brisbane to announce which student would be taking me home for the weekend. It was always an exciting moment for the classmates, but an even more exciting moment for me. My whiskers wiggled wildly as I waited to find out where I'd be staying. "Pick me," said Mandy frantically, waving her arm. "You've never let me take Humphrey home." She was right. I'd been home with many of my friends, some of them even twice. But I'd never gone home with Mandy. "You haven't brought back the permission slip I sent home with you," said Mrs. Brisbane. Mandy let out a huge sigh, then said, "My parents have been busy. Well, tell them I'm waiting for their signatures. Now, I believe Seth is scheduled to take Humphrey home this weekend." Sit still, Seth Stevenson was so excited he jiggled his chair till it actually tipped over. Luckily, he wasn't hurt. "Try to stay calm," said Mrs. Brisbane. "I will. I covered my mouth with my paws when I realised that she had been talking to Seth. I made a mistake. After all, I'm only human. I mean, only a hamster, which is a very good thing." No housing shortage in Humphreyville. Building boom keeps room 26 students hopping. Population swells as Paul Fletcher joins maths class, the Humphrey Herald.